Discussed an obsessive-compulsive disorder abstract. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, is a serious and debilitating psychiatric condition. It has historically been associated with anxiety. Recent analyses have identified a specific role for disgust as well. A clinical vignette underscores the relevant understanding of disgust in the context of OCD. While contemporary evidence-based treatment emphasizes exposure with response prevention ERP for OCD, there are special considerations for addressing symptoms that are a result of disgust reactions. The review provides greater insight into the recent research on disgust and how it differs from the emotion of fear. In addition to highlighting the complexity of treatment for contamination fears, evidence-based assessment and practice considerations are discussed, as well as the ethical challenges of exposure and response prevention ERP. Future research targeting disgust symptomatology is warranted. Keywords: disgust, obsessive compulsive disorder, contamination fear, sympathetic magic. Clinical vignette: Janet, age 38, a white cisgender female, was self-referred for cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, for her long-standing obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. The second author treated her. She reported that she was officially diagnosed with OCD 14 years prior, but recalled struggling with symptoms related to contamination fears and intrusive and unwanted thoughts of harming others. She also reported significant panic symptoms and depressed mood, complications that have been associated with poorer outcomes in OCD treatment. Jakubowski et al., 2013. At the initial consultation, Janet was married and had two young children. She held an advanced professional degree but never worked in that profession, largely due to the debilitating nature of her OCD symptoms. Janet had an extensive psychotherapy treatment history before seeking specialized care for OCD. In the course of her general psychotherapy, one practitioner recommended that she simply follow the treatment guidance in a brief clinical guide for OCD. Another clinician engaged in general cognitive disputation strategies, an approach that is actually contraindicated for OCD and can worsen the condition. McKay et al., 2021. In the initial consultation, the clinician was recovering from a mild cold. Janet could not remain in the office for the session and had to complete it by phone from her car in the parking lot. In discussing the functional nature of her reactions to the practitioner, she stated that she felt a cold and clammy sensation on her arms, was repulsed at the idea of contracting an illness, and was fearful the germs may be airborne and penetrate her skin. She stated that these sensations, of fear and disgust together, were experienced frequently. She felt this sensation when family members developed cold or flu symptoms, in numerous other ordinary household activities, that is, using the bathroom right after another family member, and frequently when handling raw food, out of concern with contracting foodborne illnesses such as Salmonella or E. coli. The family could not have pets due to fears of contracting E. coli from excrement or Toxoplasma gondii from house pets. At the outset of treatment, Janet scored 22 on the Yale Brown Obsessive Compulsive Scale, YBOCS, Goodman et al., 1989. This measure is considered the gold standard severity assessment tool for OCD, and her score corresponded to a clinically significant level of symptoms. Background research: OCD is a psychiatric condition that manifests as unwanted and intrusive thoughts, images, or urges, commonly known as obsessions. Abramowitz et al., 2009, that span an array of ego-dystonic content, for example, religion, sex, contamination, aggression. Odette et al., 2016, McKay et al., 2004. OCD has a lifetime prevalence of approximately 2.3%, Ruscio et al., 2010, and could lead to significant functional impairments across multiple contexts, inhibiting performance in vocational commitments and interpersonal relationships. Markarian et al., 2010, Sahu et al., 2017. Individuals often engage in compulsive behaviors or mental rituals to minimize the experienced anxiety. These compulsions typically manifest as checking, washing, rearranging, counting, or confessing symptoms. Pigott, 1998. Compulsions provide short-term relief, often due to avoidance, preventing the individual from habituating to the feared stimuli through extinction learning. Benito et al., 2018. Individuals with OCD rationalize compulsive behavior as a means to prevent something bad from happening, that is, magical thinking, allowing for the behaviors to become ritualized when anxiety occurs. Luigi et al., 2019. Thus, when the obsessional content provokes distress once again, compulsions are the safety behaviors that perpetuate the obsessive-compulsive cycle. Long considered an anxiety disorder, OCD was moved to represent the signal disorder of a new category, the obsessive-compulsive-related disorders, OCRDs, American Psychiatric Association, 2013. When the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders was revised for the 5th edition, DSM-5, this additional category of disorders was designed to draw awareness to disorders related to obsessionality and compulsivity that are often understudied and less well-known, Abramowitz and Jacobi, 2015. This change in the DSM-5 highlights the commonality among OCRDs of recurrent body-focused repetitive movements and or preoccupations that led to repetitive mental or behavioral symptoms, Abramowitz and Jacobi, 2015, American Psychiatric Association, 2013. OCD is present across races, ethnicities, and nationalities. Williams et al., 2017. However, specialized OCD care has been disproportionately provided to white individuals compared to other minority populations. Williams et al., 2015. Research points to the cost and time commitment of OCD treatment, elements of cultural mistrust and discrimination, and differences in communal and familial values that influence disparities in obtaining psychological treatment. Williams et al., 2017. Therefore, clinicians need to consider various identities and values that may play a role in treatment-seeking behaviors, as well as treatment practices and outcomes. Although the primary emotion typically expressed by individuals with OCD is anxiety, the condition is marked by a wide range of other emotional reactions. One emotion that is critically involved in OCD is disgust, and specifically about contamination fears, Sau and McKay, 2004. Disgust means bad taste and is an emotion recognized cross-culturally. Olatunji and Soltuk. 2005. Disgust is often described through an evolutionary lens in which it serves as a protective factor against diseases and germs. Curtis et al. 2011. However, the socio-cultural component of disgust reveals that it is also associated with moral transgressions. Russell et al. 2013. Disgust can be expressed through facial evocation when encountering stimuli that are associated with contamination or waste. Many pair disgust with physiological symptoms such as nausea and avoidance, which is evident with certain phobias such as blood injury and animal phobias. Olatunji and Soltuk. 2005. Disgust remains an understudied emotion, particularly in how it is associated with psychopathology, McKay and Olatunji, in press. Therefore, although disgust as a standalone emotion motivates avoidance due to contamination fears, recent analyses suggest that a unique blending with anxiety better explains it. When viewing the emotion of fear through the lens of anxiety symptomatology, fear is typically experienced in conjunction with intrusive thoughts that are marked as worst-case scenarios in which individuals experience intense anxiety about an unwanted event occurring, which is targeted during exposure therapy. Jessup et al. 2025. For example, an individual with fears of stabbing a loved one feels disgusted due to the thoughts going against their particular value system, as well as societal laws and expectations. Such an intrusive thought can also bring up feelings of fear for how others view them if this thought were known by others, or if the action of harming someone were to actually come through. Perhaps we can understand the experience of disgust with unsocially acceptable thoughts or behaviors due to the fear experienced by individuals with OCD for what others would think of them if an ego-dystonic event were to come to fruition. While this combination of disgust and fear is most clearly expressed when faced with the prospect of a contaminant penetrating the skin and is called the chills, that is, in fears of contracting COVID, McKay et al. 2020, or the heebie-jeebies, Marcucci and McKay, 2021, it may also present itself with other subtypes of OCD, including paraphilia OCD or harm OCD. However, more research needs to explore the differences underlying moral and physical disgust reactions. There is evidence, however, that disgust symptomatology is present among individuals with non-clinical religious obsessions. Olatunji et al. 2005. Other research reveals relationships between disgust propensity and all types of OCD symptomatology, except hoarding. Burl et al. 2012. Among individuals with OCD, it has been estimated that roughly 50% of sufferers have at least some contamination fears. Brady et al. 2010. When trying to make sense of why individuals with obsessive compulsive symptoms, OCS, are prone to experiencing significant disgust sensations, for Fernandez de la Cruz et al. 2016. Some researchers note that individuals with OCD experience dysfunctional appraisal of intrusive thoughts, which may contribute to avoidance behaviors such as avoiding potentially contaminated objects. Abramowitz et al. 2009. Thus, understanding the full range of emotional concomitants of contamination fear is essential for fully addressing symptoms of a disorder.